Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, star reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice. 300 miles out on the broad Atlantic, with Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen aboard, the Clara M, last of the old clipper ships, moves southward on a round-the-world cruise. But what was planned as a pleasure trip has become a perilous mission, for many strange and unexplained things have occurred aboard the Clara M since it cleared port. In our last episode, following a series of adventures brought to a successful conclusion by Superman, we heard how the crew, led by a seaman named Limey, had decided to mutiny. Our scene is once again the forecastle of the Clara M, where the mutiny is about to take place. Listen.
Now then, lads, you take your choice. You stays here on this haunted ship and let the Whistler kill you all in turn, or you follow me. What'll it be?
I'm with you. I'll follow you, Limey.
Aye, by golly, me too.
Then come on. We'll take this ship and sail it where we like. Follow me, lads. Follow me. Hold on, lads. Hold on. Quiet, quiet.
What's wrong, Limey? What's wrong, eh?
What's wrong? There's what's wrong, sitting on the edge of that there bunk, smoking this clay pipe.
Eh? Oh, Scotty McTavish, eh?
Aye, Scotty McTavish. Here we are getting ready to take over this here ship, and what's he doing? Sitting there and puffing away on his clay pipe. What's the meaning of it, Scotty? Come on, men, speak up.
I've made up my mind I'll no join with you, Limey.
Ah. Why not, I'd like to know.
I have no liking for mutiny, Limey. It's a foolhardy business.
Ah. So you don't like it, eh? Well, let me tell you something, Scotty. We're all in this together, see?
With the exception of myself.
Mind your own, Scotty. You're off your course.
To the others of you that are off your course, not Scotty McTavish. Have you a match, Limey? My pipe seems to be out.
Never mind your pipe. What's more important is, what are you going to do about this here mutiny?
Hey, here.
Have I no told you, Limey? I'll no join with you. Ah, here's a match in my pocket.
Now you listen to me, McTavish. Him as don't come with us is a traitor, see? And there's only one way to take care of traitors.
Right for you, Limey.
Put up your knife, Limey. It doesn't frighten me at all. Lads, listen to an old seafaring man that knows what he's about. It's a risky thing, mutiny. And I've yet to see the crew that didn't wind up in irons before they were done. Very well, I am well aware of what's gone on aboard the Clara M. In the dark watches of the night, we've all of us heard the whistler piping his mysterious tunes. Some say it's a whistling sailorman come back from Davy Jones' locker to keep us company aboard. Aye, mayhap. But I say, what of it?
What of it? What of it, say Sam? I'll tell you what of it. When you hear the whistle, it's a sign of bad luck. Oh, and we've had bad luck, ain't we? First we run into a storm that batters us unmercifully. Then the captain is bad hurt. So bad hurt that the radio another ship to come and take him off.
I dinna ken what evil there is in asking help of a neighboring vessel.
You dinna ken. Well, I'll tell you what evil there is in it. I've said before and I'll say again. We're all in the same boat. Every one of us is wanted by the authorities. What happens when that other ship proves alongside us, eh? One of the officers is bound to recognize some of us. Aye, and when he does, what happens? Investigation, that's what. Investigation. And after that, iron for every man jackal.
And your plan is to take the Clara M before the other ship arrives, eh?
Aye, take her and sail her off to some place where we can all be safe for the rest of our days.
Very well. But have none of you thought of the captain? He must have medical attention, and he'll only get it aboard that other ship, the San Jose. Now, would you deny him that?
That can't be helped.
It's murder you'd be about. Without proper care by a doctor, Captain Hawkins won't live to see another day. Oh, lads, you mun hearken to me. There's a surgeon aboard the San Jose, and it's our duty to see that the captain's taken aboard her. Mutiny, take this ship and sail her away, and you'll be responsible for a life. If you're caught, you'll swing for it.
We can't take the chance of being recognized, I'll say. We can't afford to let another ship come alongside. The captain's life or ours. Now, it's like I say, lads. You take your choice. What will it be? Come on, are you with me? What about you, Scotty?
I haven't changed my mind, Lamy. I'll just stay here, quiet-like.
Oh, you'll stay. And you'll be quiet, all right. Irish, aye. Swede, yeah. Gag him and tie him to his bunk. Come on, lads.
No need to get rough, lads. I'll no resist you. Careful of my pipe, careful.
All right, then. Put your hands behind your back, Scotty.
Have you no thought of what Chief Barnaby will say to this? It's his money we've all taken and him we've promised to obey, you know. Easy, lads, not too tight on the ropes.
Don't worry, you're going on about Chief Barnaby. We'll take care of him, too, if we have to. All right, you men, gag him.
Oh, there's no need for that, I'm thinking, Limey. He could be yelling his head off, and there'd be nobody hearing him at all.
No, you're right. He'll be safe enough for a time. All right, lads, follow me on deck. Right. Be quiet about it now. Right. Come on, along with you here. All right, up this companionway now. Come along. Quiet now, lads. Quiet. Keep it down.
There, Limey. It's almost done. Look there. The grey streaks along the horizon.
We've got to work fast. Yeah. First thing to do is to settle with the Elmsman. We've got to be sure of him, we do. Come along. You there at the wheel. Stephen.
Lamy, what's the meaning of this, man? What are you men doing up on deck with belaying pins in your hands?
Shut your mouth in this. We're taking the ship, that's what.
Huh?
Are you with us or aren't you?
Well, now, I don't know. It needs a bit of thinking.
There ain't no time for thinking. What's your answer? Speak up, speak up. Come on.
But I tell you, Lamy, I got to think of...
Oh, yeah. That's for him.
Oh, that's the best argument I know, ever, belaying pin. Now, Swede.
Yeah?
Take the rear and change course.
Yeah, Limey.
The St. James is coming in from the east, hard over to the west.
Aye, west it is.
All right, the rest of you follow me.
All right. Hey, Limey, what's to be done now?
There are four people on this ship that will be taken care of. There's the mate, Steve Barnaby, the reporter, Clark Kent, and the lad, Jimmy Olsen. Captain Orkin, though I doubt he'll be giving us any trouble, sick as he is. Now, Irish, you take two men and go to the lad's cabin.
Right, right.
Bill, you take two more and take care of Mr. Kent.
Okay.
The rest of us will concentrate on Barnaby and see to the sailing of the ship.
Yeah, but what's to be done with him?
The same like we did with Scotty. Tie him up and gag him if necessary. Yeah. We'll decide what's to be done with him after we're safe away from here. But you ain't to argue with him, see? One peep out of him and you'll use as your belaying pins. Now, up to it. All of you up to it and do a good job all around.
While the mutinous crew, headed by Limey, proceeds to take over the ship, in the forecastle, Scotty McTavish struggles with the ropes that bind him, making a valiant but hopeless effort to escape.
Oh, gosh, they've bound me well. They have. My wrists and ankles are tied tight as tight can be. Oh, can I undo these knots? But I must do something or so. That's strange, somebody knocking on the door. Come in.
Oh, I... Hey, what's happened, Mr. McTavish? You're tied down to your bunk.
Aye.
Where are all the men?
Wish, Jimmy, lad, there's time for talking later. But this very minute, untie these knots and release me.
Okay, I'll have you free in no time. What's happened, Mr. McTavish? Where are the rest of the men?
Laddie, the questions you do ask. Oh, very well, then, I'll tell you. Lad, there's a mutiny afoot.
A mutiny?
Aye. Most of the men with Limey leading them has decided to take over the Clara M.
Golly.
And heaven help us all, they'll do it, too, if we didn't act sharp. But how come you to be here, lad? This very minute, Lamy and the crew are bent on taking you prisoner.
Well, I couldn't sleep. I thought I'd come down into the forecastle and have a talk with someone. You say the men are going to take everybody prisoner?
All of them as won't follow them in their plan to mutiny.
Mutiny?
Aye. And that means Mr. Kenton, Barnaby, and yourself and Captain Hawkins.
There. Your hands are untied, Mr. McTavish.
Good, laddie, good. Now for my feet. Come on.
Whatever we do, we'll have to work fast. Mr. Kent and Barnaby must have been captured already.
Aye, and they'll be looking for you once they find out you're not in your cabin.
What do we do, Mr. McTavish?
I've been figuring on what to do, laddie, if I got myself free. And this is it.
Yes?
If they've captured the others, there's only two of us against the whole crew, do you see?
Yeah.
Now, what we'd best do is get to the radio room and send a message of distress to the San Jose. Tell them which way we're headed.
But how can we send it, sir? I don't know Morse code, and they must have taken care of the radio operator.
Aye, no doubt. But I know a little about Morse code. Enough at any rate to manage. There now, my legs is free.
Good.
Let's get to the radio room as quick as we can.
Right with you, sir.
All right. Up the companionway here and soft, laddie, soft.
Mr. McTavish, listen.
Not only listen, laddie, but look as well. We've got Mr. Barnaby and Stevens, the helmsman, and the radio operator.
Oh.
You see there? We've got them tied up and headed together.
Yeah.
The rest of them will be along with Mr. Kent any minute now.
Can we get to the radio room without being seen?
Well, we can try, laddie. We can try. We've got to cross that open space to the other companionway. Please do. Easy does it. We'll just wait till they're not looking this way and... Well, laddie, now, come on. Oh, laddie. Oh, that was a close one. Now then, Up this companionway to the radio room. Quick, laddie, quick. There's the radio room.
Aye.
And unguarded, too. Oh, very confident, these bears. Very. Now then, if I can remember how to start the sending apparatus.
The switch here, Mr. McTavish.
Aye, I believe that is the one. Throw it over and we'll see what happens. Quick, laddie, call.
Okay, here goes.
Oh, aye, that's done it. She'll be warmed up any minute, and then we'll start sending our call of distress.
The San Jose will probably be the first to answer. She must be closer than any other ship.
Aye. Well, she must be warmed up by this time. Oh, let me think now. The call of distress. I'm going to try to get it straight in my head, though.
You've got to, Mr. McTavish.
Wait. Well, if these old fingers of mine can still remember how to send it...
You're doing it, Mr. McTavish. You're doing it fine.
Aye, laddie. I am. Blimey.
I'm a gun, McTavish, and I know how to use it.
Huh?
Take your hand off that radio key. Take it off, I say, so you're a dead man.
Blimey means what he says. What will be the outcome of this new adventure aboard the Clara M? What would you do if you were in Jimmy's place? Be sure to tune in for the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.